here.
Tonight, I'ma walk into a ballroom. I'm gonna set up and burst into song. Touching hearts, you know, and even sometimes some young lady might get turned on. But if her lips should somehow come close to mine, I have to stop her and apologize. You know, because my heart is somewhere out there. Yeah, you know, my heart is somewhere out there in hands of Melinda. Yeah, and so I called up my brother, cried my eyes out right there on the phone. He said, your life is in a shambles, yeah, man, so pack your things, 'cause you are coming home. And where I do miss my mother, and I miss my sister, but now that they're gone, yeah, I just ain't got no home but out there, yeah, somewhere out there. A better man, call me a hustler, even take me out for a fool. But I just don't want nobody if I can't have you.
Summer, he warned me that a wandering man was born to- Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
he was a real strange dude. When he got out of the joint, he didn't make new friends. Figured, what's the point? Tilted world and
and craved romance. on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might say the bone man dance at bended knee. Two black crows who think they're free is one crow you. The other crow me. And when they hear the roosters call, all men fear what could befall. The lives they led from day to day, brief lives of grief and quick decay. While high above with gimlet eye, dark majesty and strangled cry. Two black crows on the judgment seat, measuring death before they eat. Two black crows on the fatal tray, keeping watch on the butchery. The crew.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Casting glances to the shore. and Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Maybe I'll lose control, but I'll stick by my decision to never fall into an old man's role. I saw your daddy grinning Barrett as dementia seized his mind. Some days he cursed the heavens, and some days he'd just fall behind into an old man mind. An old man mind. An old man mind that went over the hill.
perspective to save myself from myself. There's a certain directive when we slink away from health into the great beyond, which is the beginning of real, real gone.
Let's get real, real gone.
I'm living in